Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on kaya959.
So as you know, Google hasn't been around, but bringing you Kaya Biz yesterday and obviously giving us the business update this morning is a good friend of the show's, Nzinga Kunta. Now, Nzinga, earlier on this week, we heard that China had sentenced a former minister to death because he accepted a $38 million bribe. So yeah. Asia doesn't play. And now we understand that in Japan, they fired another minister because he's a minister of agriculture, but he said he'd never bought rice.
Yep. Very good morning, Sizwe, your listeners, and the Kaya959 family. Yeah, he said he'd never bought rice before, and that was really out of touch because prices of rice in Japan are rising really quickly because of a heat wave and lots of tourists. So those supply issues meant people couldn't really afford as much rice as they could before. So a minister saying, I can't relate to your problems. Me, I don't buy rice. People buy me gifts. It really angered people. They fired him. And the new agricultural minister has said today they're going to take rice from government stockpiles to store shelves and shop shelves so that people can buy rice at a cheaper price and stop what they're currently doing, which is buying it from imported stores.
Yeah.
You know, so people can afford their rice, yeah.
100%. So speaking about imports, South Africa used to import chicken from, I think, Brazil?
Yeah.
So
we get lots of Brazilian
chicken. Why are we stopping that?
So there's been an outbreak of avian flu in Rio Grande do Sul. And so South Africa has to stop importing live poultry, eggs, and frozen poultry meat as well, just to make sure that we are safe and the people consuming that chicken is safe. So I don't know if you remember, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, there were egg shortages. You couldn't find eggs anywhere. People were panicking. That's because of a similar stoppage. But this time, South African farmers have said they can fill the gap if they need to. So we shouldn't worry. It's a temporary measure as well. We're just going to follow that story and see what happens in the next month or so.
Mm. Okay. Well, what are the markets looking like? It's a Friday morning. How are we going to close?
Yeah. All right, so we'll go to the U.S. first. Their markets were mixed at their closing bell. The Dow Jones and the S&P 500 both ended flat. The Nasdaq Composite firmed 0.3%. If we go to Asia, markets there were green across the board in early trade. Hong Kong's Hang Seng up 0.4%. Japan's Nikkei also 0.4% higher. Mainland Shanghai Composite Index is flat. Yesterday, we saw the JSE mostly closing in the red at the closing bell. All share index was down 0.3% after a really nice day of green the day before. In the last hour, the rand was trading at 17 rand and 92 cents to the dollar, 24 rand and 10 cents to the pound sterling, and 20 rand and 29 rand to the euro. Bitcoin trading at $110,623 or 1,982,364 rand. And finally, Sizwe, if we look at the commodities market, gold trading at $3,313 an ounce, platinum at $1,084 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil at $64.11.
Thank you very much. She's been bringing you Kaya Biz this week. She goes by name. She goes by the name of Nzinga Kunta. Thank you very much for that.
Business update on Kaya959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.